I have lived with a fragile faith built on the ether of vague memories from an experience that I could neither prove nor explain. When I was 12, my sister was taken from me, taken from our home by a force that I came to believe was extraterrestrial. This belief sustained me, fueling a quest for truths that were as elusive as the memory itself. To believe as passionately as I did was not without sacrifice, but I always accepted the risks. To my career, my reputation, my relationships, to life itself. Every belief. If I should die now, it will be with the certainty that my faith has been righteous. And if through death larger mysteries are revealed, I will have already learned the answer to the question that has driven me here. That there is intelligent life in the universe other than our own. That they are here among us. And that they have begun to colonize.
Major Mulder's partner. What are his vitals?
He's suffering from extreme hypothermia.
No. You've got to get him out of the tub.
He's dying. He's lost all his body.
You've got to listen to me. If you keep him in there, you're going to kill him. The cold is the only thing that's keeping him alive. His heart stopped.
This cap, we got a UFO or something buzzing us
right up here.
It's been just hovering up there for about 20 minutes.
Could be a helicopter.
That's the way it flew over us.
It's coming at us again.
It's gonna crash.
Reverse engine.
We're going after it.
Aircraft plunged into the Beaufort Sea. But a short time later, they recovered what is now believed to be a Russian fighter pilot from the icy water, where he miraculously survived the extreme Arctic temperatures. The man was airlifted to a military hospital in Alaska, where he was listed in stable condition. But while authorities have been trying to determine just where the pilot is, we've learned that he has apparently walked out of the hospital and is now listed as missing. Reporting from our field office...
Where is he?
I don't know.
Yeah, I've been looking for you.
I was just down the street. Someone fired more shots at the White House last night.
You gotta wonder about a country where even the president has to worry about drive-by shootings.
What are you working on?
I found these in my email this morning. 3 obituaries.
Some by whom?
Nobody I know, but obviously somebody that knows me.
Why?
The deceased star, Dr. Landon Prince of Scranton, Pennsylvania. Dr. Dale Gayhart of New York City. And Dr. Harvey Buchanan of Teaneck, New Jersey. All worked in abortion clinics. They died in separate arson fires.
Sounds like the work of militant right-to-lifers.
Sounds like it.
Why would somebody send them to you?
It's taken me all morning to figure that out.
What'd you find?
This is the latest victim, Dr. Landon Prince. And these are the other 2 victims, Drs. Gayhart and Buchanan.
Triplets?
Nope. I can't find any blood connection between them. In fact, I can't find any records on them at all. It's as if before they died, they never existed.
What?
Dr. Prince performed legal clinical abortions. He seems to be having his own share of occupational hazards these days.
You don't know anything else about him?
He went about his work quietly. None of his family's come forward.
What about the man you arrested, this preacher?
Reverend Calvin Sistrunk. He's got a motive. He's threatened these abortion docs before. He was carrying this when we arrested him. We're hoping for an indictment.
As soon as you locate Dr. Prince's remains.
Yes. But that fact hasn't been released.
Well, there have been 2 identical fire deaths. Neither body's been found.
We're quite certain he was in the building. His car was in the parking lot. We found his keys in the stairwell where the fire was started. He's been missing since the incident. Could be we'll just be finding teeth and bone.
Good afternoon.
Reverend Sistrunk. These are Agents Scully and Mulder. They want to ask
if
you...
If Dr. Prince burns in hell's fire for his murder of the unborn? If his damnation is God's will?
Is that what you think, Reverend?
I guess it's a question of opinion.
Well, it's my opinion that whoever killed Dr. Prince will also be linked to 2 other murders. How do you feel about that?
There are those who endorse the killing of the heathen sinner in God's name, but I, sir, am not one of them.
Have you been to New York and New Jersey in the past 2 weeks?
No, sir.
This clipping, where'd you get it?
From the newspaper. Obviously, there are more of God's soldiers seeking this man for judgment.
Which newspaper?
The local paper up in Binghamton.
Oh, yeah. I remember this one. The man who placed this paid cash.
Would you recognize his face?
Mike. No, that's not him.
Do you have a record of his name or address?
No, we don't. He wouldn't sign anything. In fact, he called and asked to place that ad a second week. So we did, but he never came back to pay.
Thank you.
Sure.
I've got a bad feeling about this case, Mulder.
What do you mean?
Well, nothing about it makes sense. You've got 3 deaths of identical victims, no bodies, a virtual non-suspect.
Sounds just like an X-file.
You don't even know who sends that information. I mean, you've been set up before.
If somebody really wanted to set us up, would they give us this little to go on? There's something bigger here, Scully. I'd be willing to bet there are more of these guys out there.
More victims?
Unless we get to them first. The deaths follow a pattern. New Jersey, New York, Scranton, and then an ad is placed here in Binghamton looking for a man exactly like the others. The killer's moving in a northerly direction. But, excuse me?
That's right.
Excuse me. The number in the ad, would that be a voicemail?
Yes, it is.
How would you access that?
Well, you'd start by paying the bill. Dial the number, then press 1236.
It's 24 messages responding to the ad. First caller seen the man in the photo in Syracuse.
That's north.
Special Agent Weiss.
Hey, this is Agent Mulder. I need to enlist your help.
Shoot.
Heading your way with Agent
Scully. We have reason to believe a man in your area may be in danger. His name is Dr. Aaron Baker. He's living somewhere in Syracuse. We need you to find him and sit on him
until we can get there.
You got it. I'll call you back with an address as soon as I track him down.
agent, drop your weapon. I said drop it!
Mulder.
Yes, Agent Weiss?
Yes, sir.
Did you find Dr. Baker?
No, I'm afraid not. No one's home. There's 2 weeks' worth of mail in the mailbox.
We may already be too late, but we should take a look around anyway.
Not much to see. Send him right in. Agent Mulder, please have a seat.
Sorry I'm late. I just flew in.
From?
Syracuse.
Where you were doing what?
Agent Scully and I were following up a lead on a case.
Did anyone authorize this investigation, Agent Mulder?
No, sir.
Do you have paperwork on this case?
No, sir. I'd assumed we had an understanding with respect to the X-Files.
I'm sure it doesn't surprise you, Agent Mulder, that the people I have to answer to aren't quite so understanding, particularly when one of their field agents is found dead.
What?
Special Agent Barrett Weiss, out of the Syracuse office. His body was found stuffed in the trunk of a car in front of a house that you sent him to.
It's impossible. I spoke to Agent Weiss. I saw him at the house.
Save it, Agent Mulder. Save it for your report, because until this matter is cleared up, your butt and mine are in a sling, and your investigation, official or otherwise, is terminated.
Sir.
Don't underestimate the seriousness of this matter, Agent Mulder. A man is dead. I want a full accounting on my desk in the morning.
Scully. What?
Somebody killed him and Skinner hit the roof. We're being grounded until he gets a full accounting.
I just wish I knew what the hell was going on.
Have you checked your email this morning, Mulder?
No, why?
Because I received something unsettling and I wondered if you'd gotten it too.
What is it?
It's a digitally scanned photograph. There's another one, Mulder. His name is Dr. James Dickens. And Mulder?
Yeah.
He's right here in Washington.
Stay where you are, Scully. I'll be right there to pick you up.
Agent Mulder? My name is Ambrose Chappell. I work for the Central Intelligence Agency. I need to talk to you about the case you're working on.
What case is that?
The murder of certain identical victims. I have a story to tell, Agent Mulder. Believe me, you want to hear it.
We've known of their existence for a decade. We had no idea they were in the country until last year.
Who are they?
We're working on vague intelligence reports, but it appears that early in the Cold War, Soviet scientists stumbled on a genetic anomaly in sets of identical twins. They were able to isolate the specific DNA material that gave the twins their facial features, hair color, texture, and they were able to reproduce it.
Are you saying these men are clones?
By all outward appearances.
How did they get here?
The program went by the code name Gregor, the name given to every clone. We believe the original Gregor came here sometime in the mid-70s on a German passport. Using that same document, they were able to bring a small cadre of clones into the country, several of which have obtained strategic positions in the medical establishment.
For what purpose?
In the event of war, they would mobilize simultaneously at different facilities across the U.S. to contaminate blood supplies, sabotage pharmaceutical factories, essentially destroy the country's immune system.
If you've known about this for a year, why hasn't anything been done?
Well, this is where the story gets perhaps even more incredible. In a secret agreement, someone is allowing the Gregors to be systematically eliminated by a man who I believe is a Russian spy killer, in exchange for the absolute suppression of the program's existence and to obtain the science that created it.
What's your business in this?
I believe we share similar sentiments on our government's policies of denial, which is why they've been trying to contact you.
Who?
The Gregors. You've obviously got a reputation as someone who might protect them and bring these misdeeds to light.
What makes you think we've been contacted?
Your inquiries into their deaths. And your response to the ad I placed. We're talking state-sanctioned murder. If we can find them first, maybe the truth can be known.
Well, we know where one of these men may be. Dr. Dickens?
Yes.
I believe you've been trying to contact us.
May we come in, Dr. Dickens?
It's okay, sir. There's nothing to be afraid of.
I'll call the paramedics.
He's moving. He's getting up.
gone.
Where?
It blindsided me. Went up the fire escape before I could grab him. I'm gonna go see if I can find a way up on the roof.
How are you feeling?
Like I should have used the crosswalk. A lot better than my phone.
Maybe we should have dropped this case when you were told.
Scully, if what our friend from the CIA says is true, this could blow the lid off one of the biggest national security conspiracies ever.
Our friend from the CIA is about as unbelievable as his story, as is everything about this case. I mean, whatever happened to trust no one, Mulder?
Oh, I changed it to trust everyone. I didn't tell you? I ran a full background check on this guy. Ambrose Chappell is a 17-year veteran, special intelligence clearance. He's the real thing, Scully.
Why would a man with his experience need our help? And how could he let a man that he's been looking so hard for slip away so easily? You know, that doctor wasn't running away from us, Mulder. He was running away from Agent Chappell.
I think you're being overly paranoid about him, Scully.
Paranoid? Have you stopped to consider that maybe it was Agent Chappell who killed that field agent in Syracuse?
Is that what you want me to put on my report to Skinner? Because I'd be more than happy to have you explain that to
him.
Damn
it, Mulder, that is not my job. You'll pursue a case at the expense of everything to the point of insanity and expect me to follow you. There has to be somewhere to draw the line.
Three identical men are dead. A fourth identical man is alive and on the lam. If the pursuit of this case seems like insanity to you, feel free to step away from it.
An FBI agent died because of our pursuit of this case.
Those are the risks we take. You either accept them or you don't. We all draw our own lines.
I have to show you something. I got these a week ago. I stepped in something last night that ate clean through the soul. Now maybe I'm being paranoid. But it was in the exact spot where this man Chappell said the doctor escaped.
Why don't you send it to our lab guys for analysis? And while you're at it, why don't you arrange for an autopsy bay?
An autopsy bay?
In putting together my report for Skinner, I came across something I think you'll appreciate. Whoever killed that field agent in Syracuse was so clever, no clear cause of death can be established.
No penetrating knife or gunshot wounds. No ligature marks or abrasions from strangulation. The toxicological is clean. And the blood work, well, the blood work is strange.
Strange how?
Well, there's evidence of polycythemia, excessive production of red blood cells.
How excessive?
Extremely. The doctor made this report has it in here that the blood was curdled like jelly, as if something caused the blood to thicken or clot prior to death.
Due to what?
Possibly a coagulating agent introduced into the body, but it would have shown up on the toxicological.
Didn't Agent Chappell say something about these doctors being able to contaminate the blood supply? Couldn't one of those contaminants have been used to kill this man?
I don't know, Walter. There was a doctor's bag I took as evidence from the apartment.
Agent Mulder?
Yeah.
Assistant Director Skinner's been looking for you.
All right, I'll be right there.
Check the bag. See if you can find anything that will connect.
Well, Skinner's going to want to know why you didn't file your report. What are you going to say?
Just the truth. I got hit by a car. I'm sorry this is so late. I had trouble with the data from the autopsy.
That's not why I called you in here, Agent Mulder. Your father's been trying to reach you. There's been a family emergency.
Thank you. Yeah, I didn't expect you to answer. What are you doing at Dad's? Is he all right?
let me put him on.
Hello?
Dad? I got a message. There was a family emergency.
Yes, I received a very strange phone call this afternoon. I called your mother. We think it's important that you come up here as soon as possible.
Can you tell me what this is about?
I'll know more when you get here.
I don't find anything much to go on, but I've got an address.
Check it out. I'll call you as soon as I can.
Where are you going?
Home.
It's me. I need to talk to you immediately. I've got some new information on this case. Mulder, I think I'm in danger. I'm in my apartment, and I think I've been followed.
Mother needs some time.
You said it was an emergency.
She wanted you to come. It's a difficult time. I appreciate you coming at such short notice.
What is it, Dad?
The certainty becomes a comfort that allows you to move on. We bury our memories so deep after all that has been destroyed, never expecting.
Who is Mom talking to?
Your sister.
After all those sleepless nights, now I can hardly keep my eyes open.
Well, you're exhausted. We all are. It's after 5:30.
Oh, I just need a couple of hours.
Try to get some sleep.
Fox.
Yeah, Mom?
It is really her. Isn't it?
I don't see who else it could be. Go on, go to sleep.
too late for a game of Stratego?
It's 22 years too late.
I don't think Dad could think of anything to say. He just sat here.
So much has happened. Where do you begin?
I must have been 9 or 10 when I was returned. I had no memory. I was placed with a family who raised me as a daughter.
Who were they?
I knew they weren't my parents, but I didn't remember Mom or Dad. Or you.
But you came to remember us.
I started having trouble several years ago. It was diagnosed as free-floating anxiety. Nothing worked for me. I hit rock bottom. Until I underwent regression hypnotherapy. And it all started coming back. The abductions, the tests. I'm in danger, Fox.
What do you mean?
You've been contacted. You know there's a man hunting my father and the other doctors.
Your father?
My adoptive parents. They're only visitors here. What people would call aliens. A bounty hunter's been sent to kill them. You've met this man. His lies to you have caused others like my father to die. He won't stop until he's killed them all, and anyone who tries to stop him. He'll come for me soon.
Scully, it's Mulder. Pick up the phone. Okay, if you're screening, pick up the phone. I need to talk to you. All right, do not, under any circumstances, trust the CIA agent. Your life may be in danger. Now call me.
She may not be able to recognize him. He has the ability to disguise himself.
Disguise himself how?
As anyone.
As anyone? You gotta be kidding.
No. You can't recognize him, but I can.
I should have some very important information for you regarding this case.
hands against the wall. Do it!
You won't shoot me.
Put your hands against the wall. Now.
You cannot harm us.
Sir?
It's all right. We are the last remaining. Unless you protect us, we are already dead.
These men are to be held in maximum security protective custody. No visitors, no press, no anybody. Okay?
Yeah. Can I ask? Who are these guys?
I'll let you know when I figure it out myself.
Yeah, I need to speak to Dana Scully, please.
Just a moment.
I'm sorry, there's no one registered by that name.
All right, I need her to call Fox Mulder as soon as she checks in, okay? Fox Mulder.
Fox Mulder.
Yes.
Will do.
Who's this message for?
I'd like a single for one night, please.
See what I got.
Changeover. I'm going to talk with the prisoners. You want to give me a coffee, sugar, and milk, no cream?
Do you want to keep an eye open?
No, just give me the coffee.
Yes, sir.
Scully, it's me. Where are you? Scully? Are you there?